that his ministry is strengthening diplomatic relations with countries affected by the smoke from forests and land fires in Indonesia. According to Gunawan, the smoke caused by forest fires in Indonesia has disturbed people activities in those countries. Therefore, under the Forest and Land Fire Task Force, the minister and all institutions are currently preparing forest fire mitigation efforts in those areas before those areas prone to forest fires enter a long dry season. Ministry of Health is reforming the country's specialist doctor education system by adopting international standards from the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education, aiming to improve quality and accelerate the production of specialist doctors. During hearing with Commission 9 of the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said the new system has been implemented in the first phase through 6 main teaching hospitals that manage specialist medical education. The minister emphasized that the reform is urgently needed due to Indonesia's shortage of specialist doctors. That was the news.
Indonesia, the world.
edge of the river, the tourist park is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapau Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and Kapau means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapau Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water, the natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapau Tourism Spot is in Kringgotan Hamlet, Kimmelyong Village, Yunnan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Wonosari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is so relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Jogja, take the time to visit Watu Kapau Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Kale Muratiyongo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, I never really have lots of privileges for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate, and in the 60th position is due to a lot of factors, and I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read, you're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when you incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Freedom of creativity is the main goal, said Sultan Shahir. Sultan Shahir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia, known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and thinker with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has a great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. That was quote of the day.
To maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar terus dalam waktu 3
bulan. Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance, and we could learn even faster, because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu, waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya datang.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to give in by topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu suka saya lari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if I wanted to practice dancing in Gamelan traditional music, we get a party.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
"Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng only reaches independence day without a neighboring unit crowning it. Then it went to the national level, at last Japan and Korea."
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in dance. She has thought far before Wan Sai Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching while studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and clapper since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in Keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just did electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I face obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya rasa memang. It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan, then we didn't have gamelan yet. We learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Kenapa bilang saya sangat betul-betul? Because I have fought so hard. I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in the family because of her husband, the theory ranking help, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah makanan saya sendiri, gak pernah pasang tarif ya. I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got mine to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they started event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful that they're able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
My
own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Pacirebonan without learning formally. Maybe she still moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng under growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya Topeng Cirebon dan
sampai I hope art and culture, particularly Topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani could really hope the government paid more attention to Topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. Or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrianta Harjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro melakukan pembinaan.
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and full paces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Richness of Cirebon. It is not only original asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture. In the legendary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world thrives a glorious civilization. In North Sumatra, people live colorful lives, and nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape with a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature. Understand the connection to ancient cultures. Like dancing for ancestors. A colorful tradition. Joyful, yet also potent. Mystifying rituals. Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Presents a song from Central Java and